Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip overnight and into Saturday as concerns grow over a lack of fuel and supplies for overburdened hospitals. Rescue workers searched through the twisted rubble of a home in Gaza City early Saturday after it was hit by one of the Israeli attacks. Video provided by Gaza's civil defense authority showed them carrying a young girl wrapped in blankets with injuries to her face and at least two other children who appeared dead. A civil defense spokesperson said the attack killed at least 20 people in total. With the war in Gaza entering its 100th day Sunday, the World Health Organization says only 15 of Gaza's 36 hospitals are still partially functional. The U.S. military has struck another Houthi-controlled site in Yemen that it had determined was putting commercial vessels in the Red Sea at risk. The U.S. Central Command says the follow-up action early Saturday targeted a Houthi radar site. The first day of strikes Friday hit 28 locations and struck more than 60 targets. Meanwhile, the Houthi rebels released a video Saturday showing military exercises they said were being conducted in preparation for a strong and effective response to the U.S. strikes. VOA's national security reporter Jeff Selden tells us that U.S. officials who spoke after the initial strikes acknowledge Houthi rebels or some other group backed by Iran are fully capable and probably will launch some retaliatory strike.
U.S. officials who spoke after the strikes were carried out acknowledge that there is a chance, and in fact, that there is an expectation that the Houthis still have some capabilities and will try to take some sort of retaliatory measures, that they will try to conduct either more attacks on ships or that they will look for other ways, either the Houthis or other Iranian-backed proxies will try to find some way to attack U.S. and Western targets.
For more on these stories and all the stories you're covering, see our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Turkish Defense Ministry says Turkey carried out airstrikes targeting Kurdish militants in neighboring Iraq and Syria Saturday. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The strikes come a day after an attack on a Turkish military base in Iraq killed 9 Turkish soldiers. The ministry said fighter jets destroyed caves, bunkers, shelters, and oil facilities, and many militants were neutralized in the strikes. On Friday night, attackers attempted to infiltrate a military base in northern Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region, leaving 9 soldiers and 15 militants dead. Turkey often launches strikes against targets in Syria and Iraq it believes to be affiliated with the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, a banned Kurdish separatist group that has waged insurgency against Turkey since the 1980s. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Two of the top U.S. science agencies, the U.S. Space Agency, NASA, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, reported Friday that 2023 was the hottest year ever recorded, with global temperatures averaging 15.808 degrees Celsius, 0.27 degrees warmer than the previous warmest year. Associated Press science correspondent Seth Borenstein said warmer weather translates into wilder weather, floods, hurricanes, droughts, and other phenomena that cause serious damage. He said in the 1980s, there were about 3 storms a year that caused $1 billion in damage or more. In the 1996 and last year, he said there were 28. And Borenstein said the agencies expect the trend to continue.
We talked to dozens of scientists about this. Many of them think we're looking at an even warmer year in 2024, and they worry that what we're starting to see is global warming accelerating, that we are going up an escalator of global warming. We have natural variances that go up and down, like taking a step up and down an escalator, but we just suddenly took a big jump up the escalator, and we may be in a new regime of worsening and wild weather.
Ruling party candidate La Ching-da has emerged victorious in Taiwan's presidential elections, and his opponents have conceded. La's victory was an unprecedented third consecutive term for the Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, after a raucous campaign in which he pitched himself as the defender of Taiwan's democratic way of life. The result in Taiwan's presidential and parliamentary elections will chart the trajectory of relations with China over the next 4 years. At stake is the peace and stability of the 110-mile-wide strip of water between Chinese mainland and the self-governed island, which is claimed by China as its own. Apart from tensions with China, the election largely hinged on domestic issues such as a slowed economy, housing affordability, and a yawning gap between rich and poor. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
On VOA1.